Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Who is this? This is Queen Black Persia. And this is the Queen Black Persia Show. And I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm having fun, fun, fun. Messing with my friend Carlos. Isn't he crazy? Yeah. Homeboy Carlos, what are you to do today? But hang out with me, going from place to place, trying to find little bites to eat. And guess what? You need to tell me when you're hurt that bad. You have to go to down to the mission. Yeah. And don't pick at my situation. That there, but are you serious? Yeah. I'm hurt real bad these days. And I'm still going through financially, and the banks are having fun with me and chuckling back and leaning back, chuckling about how is their money. Oh, I mean your money. They're having a ball, and I'm having to do the Carlos thing, and I'm not too afraid to say that it happens these days. It happens to anyone, and I'm not ashamed. I just know to keep going on. Anyway, I'm back. A little bit way after a year. I'm so sorry to people out there. This is the Queen Black Persia Show, the Queen Black Persia Show. And the URL has changed to the Queen Black Persia Show. The old URL will redirect, but I don't trust that. I used to be a web designer. I still am a web designer. And I know how things can go. Anyway, girls out there, what do you want? What are you used to? What are you used to? These men, these girls, oh, God. Ugh. I got to preach this darn thing. But I have this fun service I do called the Cupid Company. Look at my beautiful love wings. Yeah. And sometimes I talk to young women about men and all that. They know how to pull at men real good, considering my situation. Yeah. And this girl, I'm the DJ of the Summation Queen, the first one. Yeah. We have to tell you, you're for that very nice looking man, and we have to tell you something is wrong with your damn women here, your deltas, yeah. And we have to say that darn thing. We say deltas on your show, but you're Sony, you're not Sony, you're Kissing Music, and we're mad. And I found out they are damn mad all the down the street. When are they going to carry this darn thing out? What happened to that sex tape? Oh my God. I mean, same thing that happened to him. Okay, because he showed up with his wife somewhere, yeah. And when, okay, it was in darn, I'm trying to figure out why they went to Grady. I mean, they're money, and they're at Grady. Okay, they're at Grady, and I noticed she looked very comfortable and very cuddled up and all kind of wrapped, like he wrapped his loving arms around her all her life or something, yeah. And I can tell you, you don't do me that way and think I'm going to stay looking at you like we are going to do anything. Yeah. And do you understand? You are holding that man up. We have found out that you did that just to make your head feel funny. Yeah. But you really didn't look at it. No, I didn't. That means you were over him and he kept coming at you. Yeah. And he seen himself, but he had another man messing with him. And that man was seen this morning. And you looked at his hair and said, what's going on? But you figure you attract that type of man anyway or something like that. Yeah, okay. Anyway. What is going on? Yeah. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. What is it, honey? Yeah. Is there any male friend of yours that you're attracted to? That you were attracted to? Yes. This is a girl. I was on the phone already. Yeah. And I was attracted to that man I'm with now, but I did not know he liked me. Yeah. And I decided to get him pretty, and that white man, so he's pretty hard, and I ignore his ugly. Do you understand? You're not supposed to do that these days. Yeah. It's time for a change, honey. Yeah. They have to look good, too. And they can't just, oh, I'm a good man. No. No, we can't do that, honey. Yeah. A man with good heart looks good on the outside, too. Yeah. And that is something they don't want to tell you about, but they're real. And I'm not going to explain that shit. Yeah. You have to tell yourself. This is not a game. I'm mad. I saw you two in a Cupid company turned on. I had to show my wings. And I told you, get smart, yeah. And look at, just find any man with a beautiful heart, yeah. That's a beautiful heart for real. And your friend showed up? Yeah. What happened? What happened to you, honey? I mean, I'm trying to figure out why are you with someone that you're not attracted to? I did not like that. I tolerated it. You tolerated it? Yeah. And I guess you have to find someone. And I noticed a lot of people. Thanks. I'm wondering, Carlos, homeboy, gave me do a red drink, cold red. Oh my gosh, I mentioned it on the show. Yeah. Oh yeah, Mountain Dew. And I am one of those people that go low in sugar, and they're dangerous for me not to have this type of thing going on. Yeah, I need a drink also. Yeah. Anyway, I never go high. I never go high in my sugar. I go low. Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm very happy these days, regardless of what I'm going through. And you know why? Because you attract your type of love to you. And they're very upset with each other, and they're trying to fight each other. And you go to King's Kitchen, where the stars of the pain and the money go to, yes. And you know they're stars, yeah. And the preacher is starring, the man's hollow, like old-time religion. And they're having fun in there. And they know she sleeps all the time. We go in there, and they see you go in there, and they say, you're real sick. I'm very sick these days. The past 2 weeks, I have not shown my face too much. And I just go where I go to at night and sleep. Yeah. Yeah. Is it a regular everyday bed on the ground, or is it on the ground? It's not on the ground. It's a bench that's wide enough. It doesn't have a split in the middle or anything. It's a little wooden bench. Really? Yeah. Wooden bench, yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, it's in a park-like place, with a place, believe it or not, it's a place that I own. Oh, you own it? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, they just have a nice garden. Oh, it's really a garden, yeah. Oh, okay. It's a garden. Okay, that's what it is, yeah. Very good. Anyway, I'm having fun with a lot of people, and I stole the show, and I wonder, when are you going to tell me what happened, yeah, to you and any man out there, is there anything going on? Not really. There's a lot of hate going on from my family between me and my ex-husband, Dex, and my, not Dex, Dax, yeah. And me and a man that could be with. These women did not come out with their anger or anything like that. They just did it behind my back. And they hinted at it, Well, I thought it was just a girl thing, yeah, that goes on even in families, yeah. They are taking it too crazy. And trying to split me up with every man that I'm ever going to be with, or, yeah, yeah, they're tearing it up, yeah. And I did not know they were like that. And it's putting a strain on me. And I am to a point where I just want to get myself together, get my house and my car, and just heal myself for a while before I get in a serious relationship. You have to be happy with yourself before you're happy with someone else. And I believe in that all the way through. Our Pam say that. I also heard this from my friends, Latricia, in college. And she came out with this, and I believe this to the bottom of my heart. Either you want me or you don't. And you can't keep what's going on. Because I can't help it, babe. This woman won't. And she won't stop calling. Oh, I can't help it, babe. With his pretty hair. You know what I mean? Yeah. He is constantly talking about how he can't help to have these women around. And, yeah, babe. This woman was bad, and they can't stop calling, and they addicted. Oh, that woman right there addicted. And that woman over here addicted. And I got some pretty hair. You know how bad it is? Yeah. Oh, what is his problem? Anyway. We're having fun. Honey, yeah. This is a very serious thing for me to switch to real fast. I have to do this, and I'm very upset about how to switch this whole thing. There was a Delta that was being attacked with bad, yeah, sexually, and she was harassed on the street a lot. And there was a man, and I mean this shit, yeah. There was this man that used to come by, yeah. Okay, can someone get this information for me? Yeah. Did he give her money? Yeah, yeah. Really? Yeah, he gave her money and clothes, all that stuff. Okay, this man was driving a nice car, yeah. And this girl was very attracted to him, yeah. And what did she tell me? Yeah, I'm afraid. She's getting hurt on the street like that already, yeah. I'm afraid this man is going to rape me. And there's nothing to laugh at. I'm so mad. You laugh at how mad I am, yeah. How I lost every bit of my mind on her, yeah. And do you understand? You have to pick your rapist sometimes. I mean, you're going through, and you have conditions going on, spiritual conditions going on that help you get raped, yeah. And someone did it to you, yeah. And sometimes it happens at a young age, so they set you up later, yeah. Anyway, we are very smart here, yeah. She's already going through, and these men that are her attacking her on the street are ugly, they're old, they're stank, they're ugly. And this man is gorgeous, yeah. And I'm saying, honey, I mean, go ahead and let him be your reference, honey. I mean, what are you afraid he's going to drop you off in the boondocks? No, they have something in Charlotte that keeps that from happening. Okay, then, honey, just tear it up. Go ahead and get in his car, and now, she's going to say, no, he's going to rape me. Okay, you're attracted to the man. I mean, are you so attracted that you're swelling up there? Yeah. Yeah, as she said, she was swelling up there. Okay, I don't want to mess with her like that, but it's how it is. I look at that, and darn, there I am, girl, was all the way in it. And, girl, get in the car. You're afraid? You're afraid that man's going to rape you? Yeah. Then she said, I'm on the phone, and yes, we're still together, and he's forcing me to marry him. These are rough and embarrassed. And embarrassed. You know, don't feel bad about being embarrassed. You're a girl, and you're supposed to go through stuff like that. Okay, honey? And, you learn, yes, not for sure. Not let him do that. I mean, of course you're not letting him because he's away from you, but you got to let it go. I mean, he's money and he's love and he's taking care of you on the street and looking out for your safety. And you say, I'm raping you down. Yeah. Well, you're attracted to him like crazy? Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. Yes, woman out there, yeah. Go ahead and choose your rapist and something you can do in a spiritual way, yeah. And let it be someone you're attracted to, and it won't be so bad. It's better that he's looking good. Okay, it's always better, okay? All right. Okay, and your body's going to be different because you're attracted to him, and he's going to please you more. Okay, you know that happens with rape, yeah. There's sometimes they please you, yeah. And that's why it's so evil, yeah. But this man looks good. You don't want something in your mind ugly something. Okay. Rape me. You want something that looks damn good, yeah. And choose him. Okay, you never know what's going on, yeah. And choose your pain also, in general, yeah. When it comes to sex. Instead of the devil will listen to that. That rape devil will listen to you, yeah. Don't go through the rape that night. You feel like you're going to get raped. You saw it in a vision or something like that, yeah. This is a good-looking man sitting on a park bench, yeah. Go ahead and jump his bone. It's not hunching. Anything, you never know. Anything, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go ahead and shoot your friend. Call at some man. Tell them you're beautiful looking, you're gorgeous, anything, yeah. You understand? Yeah. I understand that for a while. This is a girl, damn man of the hour. And I'm not Christopher Hodge, I'm your co-host, Tori Cutchels. I'm bad. I'm every little thing you're going through. They say you're going to be on today. They're going to find me to get on your show. I tell all that. This is a joke about your clothes, all that. You get there later. We don't do that. So people say, yeah, you there for it in the house and all that. The studio is very good anywhere, even on the outside. And we're wondering what happened to you. If we're good at what you do. And I see a lot of people wondering what happens. You understand? You're supposed to be the top beauty in the world. When you're next to Denzel, and you are, yes. Well, you juiced yourself. Yes, I did. And you were sad. I was sad. I wanted to have that girl, the juicy girl, get her debut and get her star in the sky. And she's happy now, and the weight will come off eventually, but it won't be so wispy and skinny. It'll be more a voluptuous girl. And big juicy breast, just juicy, yeah. And it would be a normal weight, but she's a juicy one, yeah. And some doctors are like, oh, still don't weigh, I don't care. Doctors are crazy, yeah. And these women are too skinny and they're wafer thin and they're starving and I'm not in it, honey. Go ahead and eat your hog maws and potatoes, rice, potatoes and rice. Oh, yeah, they're upset if you're already. I think she feels the right saying, don't you ever say crackling bread around old people? Yeah. I want a crackling bread recipe. No, baby. Anyway, that was station break. Don't you ever be afraid. Okay? In that fashion, to a point where you would check him. I mean, oh my God, I don't understand. You thought he was gonna. What were you afraid of? He looks like he was gonna rape me, and he felt bad. around to reach him.
But you're attracted to him.
That's baseball term, usually or something? They brother me. You think he stonk or something? No, no. He smelled real good. He had nice cologne on.
Did he ever give you roses?
Yes.
What? What are you doing Valentine's Day?
He gave me roses and teddy bear and that tears his eyes like loves me. But...
Oh my God, honey, you're not supposed to be but for her, but I mean, I don't want you women. My daughter's hurt like that. I'm so sad. You're not supposed to do that. I mean, oh my God. Oh my God, you're not supposed to gather strength for yourself like that. We're supposed to help you understand, okay, baby? We're supposed to help you understand. You know, weak thing, and we help little girl understand that when she is in betwixt a good looking man and an oldest, just let the good looking man do it, honey. Okay, and he loves you. It's just being, he acts like he loves you. Yeah. Okay, most of the time he does. Okay, that's what I know. Yeah. Oh my God, you don't know what's making a man like get to you. Yeah, you don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I have to go. Yeah, okay, all right, bye. Anyway. I should tell you something, you girls out there. Yeah. What are you used to? And I learned this from an old pastor, yeah, that used to talk about real life, and they talked about relationships, yeah. And they had times where they would talk about sex, yeah. You know, pastors sound like that, yeah. And they're around, yeah. And they had a sermon trying to help these women understand to not settle for less, yeah. And here what I heard, it was damn good, and she tore it up real good, yeah. And her name was, forgot her name. It was not Juanita Bynum. Oh, okay. No offense to Juanita Bynum. Yeah. Her name was what was her name? I forgot her name. Oh God, so much pain here. I can't get her name from people. What was her name? Her name was Janice Dillard. Her name was Janice Dillard, yeah. And she tore it up on the mic. I mean, I'm sitting there like, when is this woman gonna cool down this sort of thing? And she was tearing it up, yeah. And she got down real good, yeah. And she preaches like old time, yeah. And I was cracking up. I did not really crack up in there like I was mad at the whole, like, you know, making myself look bad with the Holy Ghost, yeah. And she just tore it up, yeah. Here it is, yeah. You know what she did. Now. Nah. You all know, huh, what I know. Huh. When you see a beautiful man, huh, look like he love you, huh, get down with the plan, huh, that God told you. Huh. You used to be with a man, huh, they care about your love, huh, they care about your cooking, huh, they care about how beautiful you made your hair look, huh, and he was doing ugly himself. Huh. Now, you used to be with a man. She didn't tear it out. She's apostle now, apostle Janice L. Dillard, yeah. And she's real good, very, very good, yeah. And she's telling you used to be with this man over here. He didn't care nothing about how beautiful
that woman over there looked for the door locked. He said, tear it up, looking over here, looking over there, to make you feel low. What you did, would get up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, I don't know about me. Maybe I'm not cute enough. Maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe I don't cook good enough. Maybe I'm not good enough in the bed. But Jesus knows that you somebody. You a beautiful thing, and you can get that wedding ring. What you did would tell yourself, I might be 200 pounds, but I'm going to go down the street and let you know. You don't got to sit there and starve, baby. You a beautiful thing to me. Yes, you got your money, but she's starving, baby. Yeah. I'm a good woman in the kitchen, a good woman in the bedroom, a good woman in the workplace, called the darn house, and I make you make your money. What you need to know, you can drop that woman right there and get with me. You used to, a new man right now, to get love to you. Get new money to you, everything brand new. Yeah. Yeah. I can't do it like she does, yeah. I'm too cute with it, yeah. Well. You know how bad it is. Oh, my God, did not want to mess up her name on society. Yeah. Anyway, I'm having fun. Uh-oh, I don't want to mess up. Uh-oh. I'm having fun. And I noticed that you're trying to get your audio right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to shorten the show and let you know that this is a good show, and I'm going to go have our regular scheduled shows, and this is just an introductory thing, and this is just me saying hi, and I will come back on, you think it's Monday? Yeah. I'm coming back Sunday. And let you know how service went. I want to come through every day and entertain and have my comedy and have my real-life scenarios that I went through, we talked about. Anyway, I'm having fun with Mr. Carlos here, and I need to drink my fun drink. Anyway, goodbye.